Wake Up Call continues now on the Sports Map Radio Network.
Time for the good.
That's really nice.
The bad.
That's the bad guy.
And the dumb.
What an idiot. Oh, what a loser.
All right, time for the good, the bad, and the dumb. And again, the news of Tom Brady announcing his retirement for the second time. That's either good, bad, or dumb to you. But this is the good of the day for your Wednesday.
The good of the day? They found the monkeys.
They did?
Yes.
All right.
Which I'm only bringing this up because we can talk about a fun, larger problem that is happening. But apparently someone had stolen two tamarin monkeys from the Dallas Zoo.
Oh, okay.
Somebody walked up to the cage, cut a big hole in the cage, and were able to grab the monkeys and walk right out of the zoo with them.
How does that happen?
I have no idea.
Now, no one saw them do this at all?
I'm bringing this up because about a month or two ago, a similar thing happened at the Dallas Zoo where someone had cut a hole in the snow leopard exhibit. And
a snow leopard?
No, a young snow leopard got out of the exhibit, and they found it later in the zoo. It didn't escape the zoo.
Oh, so nobody was trying to go, I got a collector that wants a snow leopard, so come on over.
No, they just free the animal.
Oh, they just wanted to free the animal.
Yeah.
Is that what they did with the monkeys?
No, the monkeys they took, and I guess the monkeys were found in an abandoned house in the closet.
Oh, okay.
In a closet of an abandoned house.
The only reason I bring this up is because when I was in COVID, when we were all in COVID lockdown, I, like many people, watched that Tiger King documentary.
Yeah. Of course.
And I didn't realize how extensive the exotic animal, large cat,
yes.
even more. I didn't understand how the black market was so big.
Which,
like, there are people that just want different kinds of animals, and they know they can't get them legally, so they just get them from people who find a way to get them the animal. So they go, yeah, I want a Tiberian monkey. Is that what it was?
Tamarin
monkey.
Yeah, they're those cute little monkeys.
Yeah, I want those, and I'll pay through the nose to get it. So people go, yeah, well, there's two here at the zoo. Yeah, I'll get them to you.
Maybe that was it, but the heat was on him, so I guess the transaction couldn't happen. I don't know.
Yeah, I got you.
But, just an offshoot, just since you brought it up, Carol. You remember Carol from Tiger King?
Yeah.
Isn't that her name?
Yeah.
The ones, all you cool cat and kittens?
That's right.
Something like that? Turns out her husband is alive.
Yeah, she was accused of feeding her husband to the tiger, or killing him and then feeding him
and
to the tiger.
And he disappeared and went to somewhere in Central America. She didn't even know.
Yeah.
That he was alive. He just left
her. Emerged and said, I'm alive. Everybody cool.
I don't know if he said that or somebody was like, you look like so-and-so.
Yeah.
And brought it to authorities' attention.
Can you imagine if you were involved in something and you wanted to stay hidden? Maybe you didn't commit a crime or anything. Maybe you're just like, I'm involved in something. I need to get out of here. I need to go. So you go to some country, and then a worldwide phenomenon documentary hits, and you are a major part of it. And you're like, well, I guess there's no place for me to go now. I guess, all right, here I am. I've been living in Thailand the last 5 years. Yeah, unbelievable. What terrible luck. Well, she didn't kill him, and she didn't feed him to the tigers, so there you go.
All is good. All is well and saved.
Well, I'm glad the monkeys were found. That's awesome.
Right.
Who's the detectives on that case? Was there animal CSI? Where they just,
there's got to be.
Right? Like, go with the scent? I don't know. I don't know how you track down monkeys that leave a zoo. All right, what's the bad of the day?
The bad of the day was came from Saturday night.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I don't know if you know this, Tony, but the MLB handed out their awards during a show.
The who?
MLB, Major League Baseball.
Oh, MLB, Major League Baseball. Okay, yeah.
Yeah, did you know that happened? That
occurred? I did not. I didn't know that happened.
So all the awards were handed out?
I did not know that.
I mean, was it not the most quietest thing ever?
Yeah, did they have a show?
They had an award show.
That was quiet.
So your best pitchers, and I'm bringing up the pitcher specifically in 2022, Sandy Alcantara.
Yeah, Miami.
And Justin Verlander. I believe those are, I don't know, they're the Cy Young Awards, yeah. They won the Cy Young. But I have to point out that both of their awards were misspelled.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Last names or the name?
No. So they did not win Cy Young or Most Valuable. They won they're the most valuable pitcher.
Wait a minute. Isn't that what Cy Young is?
No. I mean, Cy Young, you can call it a Cy Young Award, but what I'm saying is that they're most voluble.
Oh, I got it.
Valuable.
So valuable was misspelled. I got you. So you got to go. You got to return it.
Got to return it because you can't be the most valuable pitcher.
I ask this all the time. How do these things get through so many eyeballs to a point where it happens all the time?
I do have some insight on that because I used to edit copy
right
in a previous life. And there were many times you just start, like, you see the thing over and over and over and over again that your eye just trains and just makes it right.
Right.
And it could be the time. It could be the date. It just, this is what you believe. It could be a simple word that you've looked at hundreds of times and you're just like, yeah, that looks right to me. And then you get back and you're like, oh, man, I guess that word isn't spelled that way.
I have found myself on Twitter especially, I will tweet something and then I will go, is that how you spell that?
Yep.
And then I will go, I will check it just to make sure. And it's sometimes a word where I go, I know how to spell that, but when I just typed it, it doesn't look correct.
Yeah.
And I went, wait a minute. Yeah, maybe not. I think spell check is taking spelling out of a lot
totally
of
is,
brains
right?
Where you go,
I don't think my kids know how to spell at all. I think they would be terrible at a spelling bee.
Yeah.
Just because they don't have to. Spell corrects on their phone. Spell corrects. I mean, you know, they don't even have to write papers anymore.
I know. It seems weird. Like, can you imagine going for a job and you're going, well, what are some of the things you accomplished? And I was like, when I was 12 years old, I won the spelling bee. Oh, good. You have a useless skill.
Yep.
but I can spell onomatopoeia. Again, no need to know that.
Yeah.
So, you know, exactly.
You just look it up. It's funny because I'll never forget. I can't remember. I think I was in college. Then you remember when you took exams, you had to write in the blue book?
Right.
Yeah. I got stumped. I'm writing this paper, and I'm feeling really good about all the thoughts that I'm putting into it. I'm feeling pumped. And I got stumped because I couldn't remember how to spell the word of. I literally sat there for a few minutes looking at it like, how do you spell of?
No.
Is it U-V? U-F. U-V. Of. U-V. And I went back and forth forever. I could not process O-F.
Man.
For whatever reason.
Look at how our brains work.
I know.
So wild. All right, what's the dumb of the day?
The dumb of the day. Speaking of high school, a Virginia high school basketball coach has been fired, Tony.
He has?
She has.
She has.
She has because she posed as a 13-year-old to play on the JV basketball team.
Oh, my God. They can't give it up, can they? Let it go.
Apparently, this team in Virginia traveled to another school, so none of the school officials and not many parents went as well. And they were going to be shorthanded because one of their players was off playing like in a, you know, one of those showcase tournaments.
Right.
So they're going to be shorthanded. So instead of just playing with four, she laced up and decided to play and act like she was only 13 and put somebody else in charge, I guess.
Do you think in that game you could go to the other coach and go, we have only four players. You want to play 4-on-4?
And that would probably be the smart thing to do, right?
Yeah, why not? Sure.
Yeah, instead of being a 22 years old or 23 years old and jumping in.
Yeah,
going, I'm 13.
It seems like the option would be, okay, look, we only have four players due to some circumstances. You have two choices here. Either A, we forfeit and you win. And you don't get to play, and your girls don't get to play, and since JV is about development, nothing happens. Or, you know what, we play 4-on-4, and they go, okay, let's just do that. But, yeah, that's a dumb decision. That was stupid. That was, yeah. I bet she wishes she had that one to do over again.
Yeah,
that's
I mean.
That's dumb.
At the very least, what do you, get a loss.
Right, exactly.
That's it.
Yeah.
It's not. I mean, I don't even know if it was it's probably a league game this late in the season, so it's probably a league game. You lose the game, you go, well, you know, we did our best. We played four people or, you know, maybe they didn't have enough subs. Maybe they were able to field five but didn't have enough subs. I don't know.
You know what the best thing it would do is if you went up to them and said, look, because we don't have the official amount of players, because we don't have five players, you'll get the win, but can we play a game so our girls can get a little bit and you girls can get a little bit and we can play? But don't worry about the result. You're going to win.
Yeah.
Because, like, technically – we shouldn't win with
so
four
many
players.
Different ways to do it.
There's 100 ways to do it. Like a bunch of ways.
The
to
worst
do it.
Way to do
maybe
it
not
is
not 100,
like,
but there's a couple of better options.
Yeah,
than
the worst way to do it is to lace them up.
Right. That is dumb.
And then
what's your job?
Yeah, when she finished the game, Yeah, you can see on the video, she's driving for a layup. She's getting blocked. She's nailing free throws. You know, it's, I mean, you know, it's a, I often think about that. Like, oh, man, imagine, if, you know, like when I was 20 years old, like I could go back to, you know, if I went back to high school and played. Yeah. You watched all those movies where, you know, somebody went back. There was, what was it? Never Been Kissed?
Never Been Kissed. Yeah.
You remember that with Drew Barrymore?
Yeah, and their brother was a baseball player.
David Arquette went back to
David
high school.
David Arquette, right. And that the would baseball have been awesome. Team and everything, right? Yeah.
He was the stud of the team. He was showing everyone how to do this and that.
He's dating hot girls, high school girls at the prom. Yep. Oh, yeah, yoy.
Exactly. Gotta be careful there, David.
Careful. All but right, yeah. That's the good, the bad, and the dumb as we continue. Josh Edwards is going to join us later. We'll talk NFL with the big news of Tom Brady announcing his retirement and the coaching hires will continue. It's Wake Up Call, Sportsman Radio. Glad you could be with us on Wednesday.